From the Birds by Aristophanes. Ye children of men, whose life is a span, protracted with sorrow from day to day, naked and featherless, feeble and querulous, sickly, calamitous creatures of clay, attend to the words of the sovereign birds, immortal, illustrious lords of the air, who survey from on high with a merciful eye your struggles of misery, labor, and care. Whence you may learn, and clearly discern, such truths as attract your inquisitive turn, which is bruised of late with a mighty debate, a profound speculation about the creation and organical life and chaotical strife, with various notions of heavenly motions and rivers and oceans and valleys and mountains, and sources of fountains, and meteors on high, and stars in the sky. We propose by and by, if you'll listen and hear, to make it all clear, and Podicus henceforth shall pass for a dunce, when his doubts are explained and expounded at once. Our antiquity proved, it remains to be shown that love is our author and master alone. Like him we can ramble and gamble and fly o'er ocean and earth and aloft to the sky, and all the world over we're friends to the lover. And when other means fail, we are found to prevail when a peacock or pheasant is sent as a present. All lessons of primary daily concern you have learnt from the birds, and continue to learn. Your best benefactors and early instructors, we give you the warning of seasons returning. When the cranes are arranged and muster afloat in the middle air with a creaking note, steering away to the Libyan sands, then careful farmers sow their lands. The crazy vessel is hauled ashore. The sails, the ropes, the rudder, and oar are all unshipped and housed in store. The shepherd is warned by the kite reappearing to muster his flock and be ready for shearing. You quit your old cloak at the swallow's behest in assurance of summer, and purchase a vest. For Delphi, for Ammon, Dodona, in fine, for every oracular temple and shrine, the birds are a substitute equal and fair. For on us you depend, and to us you repair for counsel and aid, when a marriage is made, a purchase, a bargain, a venture in trade. Unlucky or lucky, whatever has struck ye, an ox or an ass that may happen to pass, a voice in the street or a slave that you meet, a name or a word by chance overheard, if you deem it an omen, you call it a bird. And if birds are your omens, it clearly will follow that birds are a proper prophetic Apollo.